Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Podcast where we keep you abreast of everything going on in the high school football scene in the greater Savannah area. Last week we had some big games with a couple teams clinching their region titles. We had Calvary running over Long County 48-0 as the Cavs improved to 8-0 overall and 6-0 in region 3-3A play. They moved up from Class 1A private with Savannah Christian and Savannah Country Day this year after the realignment, the GHSA's realignment, and they've been playing real well. Last year, they reached the quarterfinals in the Class A private playoffs. Jake Merklinger, their four-star quarterback, who's a junior. He has 26 offers, and he had another big night throwing for three touchdowns and running for another. He hit Michael Smith, another four-star tight end, with a couple touchdowns in that game. A.J. Butts had a pair of touchdown runs, and then Quentin Morris had a scoop and score for Calvary Day in that blowout win. Calvary Day is set to play against Beach at Savannah High Friday night. So the Cavs got that number one seed in the playoffs. They'll be at home for at least two games there. Benedictine clinched the 3-4A title with a 49-3 win at Islands. Danny Britt wasn't really happy with the win. They were only ahead 14-3 at the half against a winless Island squad. But the Cadets, the defending Class 4A state champs, they clinched that title and will also have two games at home at least to start off the playoffs. Luke Kromenhock, he passed for over 200 yards, 9 of 15 passing with three touchdowns. He hit Ack Edwards for over 100 yards passing. The junior running back has become a real weapon in that passing game. He had a 55-yard touchdown reception. LaDon Bryant had a 43-yard scoring reception, and Zaquan Bryan had a 27-yard touchdown catch. Bryan had a big game. He also ran back a punt 50 yards for a touchdown and picked off a pair of passes. He's been dealing with a leg injury for much of the year and hasn't put up the numbers that he had last year when he had, I think, 95 catches and 1,300 yards receiving. But he's starting to come on, and it might be just the right time for the Cadets to have their star really really shining as a playoffs approach here. Junior Nasir Samuel had 78 yards rushing. All of those came in the second half for Benedictine as that defense once again just really dominated. Johnson last week, they suffered a big loss at Country Day. The Adams Smashers are now 5-4 and 3-3, and they had to play without Malachi Bacon, their sophomore quarterback. He had a broken right thumb and is out for the season. So there, Amarion Scott had 87 yards rushing in that game for Johnson, and now Johnson, we'll talk a little bit about this later, what they have going in the final week of the season in a do-or-die situation. Savannah Christian rolled to a 48-8 win over Groves. Zoe Smalls had another big night, running for over 100 yards and four touchdowns. He now has 19 total touchdowns on the year for Savannah Christian, which is sitting in that number two spot in the region 3-3A standings. St. Andrews had a big win with a 30-26 victory over Bullock Academy. The first time the Lions have ever beat Bullock Academy in school history. Zayden Edwards had another big game, 13-26 for 238 yards and a touchdown passing while running for 72 yards and two more scores. His brother, senior Zaire, ran for 89 yards and a touchdown and had six catches for 150 yards and a score. So that duo has really emerged as one of the top playmaking duos in Giza in the state this year. St. Andrews 5-4, 1-1 in the region. They close out their regular season at Frederica Academy on Friday night. Effingham County won 27-7 over Lakeside Evans. And Nate Hayes had another big game. The junior quarterback had touchdown passes to Keon Wallace, Timmy Brown, and Zach Harbin. And then Jaden Evans had another 100-yard rushing performance for the Rebels. We'll be talking about what they have going next in a second. Jenkins locked up a playoff berth by beating Bradwell 24-14. Jayon Albert had a rushing touchdown along with Jeremiah James. And John Seidensticker had a 37-yard field goal and also had five touchbacks. He's really, really doing well in the kicking game for Jenkins. Tyler Ferguson also scored for Jenkins, which improved to 3-6 and 2-2 overall. Trishawn Pagans had a big game for Bradwell, rushing for 180 yards on 16 carries, and that included two 80-yard touchdowns against the Jenkins defense that's pretty strong. Liberty County beat Beach 39-7. The Panthers are sitting in the number three spot in Region 3-3A. As Carlos Singleton had three touchdown passes, all to James Somerset in that game. Now we'll look at what we got going this week. It's Thursday right now, and Benedictine plays at Pooler tonight. They got that region title in hand, and Luke Kromenhawk has really come on strong as the season progressed in his first year as a starting quarterback, the Florida State commit. They'll be playing against a New Hampshire squad that is locked in at the number four spot after losing. They had to play last Wednesday night at Burke County. Paulie Seeley, they lost that game 37-27 on the road. Tough place to play up there in Burke County. But Paulie Seeley, their senior quarterback who's committed to Wofford, he threw for 281 yards and two scores. He now has 24 touchdown passes on the year. And Jalen Hampton, you have to go back and check my Twitter feed for this one-handed grab that he made for a touchdown. That was a pretty incredible catch. So don't look for Benedictine to be conservative in this game. I think they want to change their attitude going into the playoffs. And New Hampstead, they got a lot of pride with Coach Kyle Hochman, and they want to show what they can do, too. I think this is going to be a good game tonight at Pooler Stadium with a 7 o'clock start. Then Friday night, we got Effingham County at Brunswick for the Region 2-6A title. The Rebels have won 7 in a row since dropping their first two games against Richmond Hill and Burke County. They've done real well with Jaden Evans anchoring that running game and Nate Hayes adding that extra dimension with the passing game. They've got a great defense with a defensive backfield featuring Ashley Thompson, Keon Wallace, Timmy Brown, and Messiah Bacon, who has five interceptions on that squad. They'll be going against a Pirate team that won the region title last year, and they averaged 233 yards rushing per game with three or four guys that can get the job done. Jamarius Townsend and William Heck are two of those. They've combined for nearly 1,100 yards rushing and nine touchdowns. Then we got Friday night at Islands, 7:30 kickoff, Long County at Johnson. This one is with a playoff spot on the line. So we talked about earlier, Bacon is out. They've turned to Jaden Jones in that last game at quarterback. He's a defensive back who's been getting some offers from teams like Savannah State. They'll be the, I just saw Marion Scott and Samari Dowdy, the two running backs who lead that offense. They'll both be ready to go Friday night. And Johnson has that. The two-way linemen, two-way linemen who were kind of the heart of that team, and Jaden Boot and Malin Petty. So look for those guys. They're looking to make the playoffs for the third time in a row, for the first time in school history. So this should be a good one. We got Liberty County at Savannah Christian, 7:30 Friday night. Liberty County is fighting to hang on to that number three seed as they go on the road to face Savannah Christian, who wants to hold on to that number two seed. So that should be a good game. Again, Carlos Singleton has thrown for over 1,600 yards on the season, and he's got some quality receivers in James Somerset and Ron Bold. Then we have Jenkins will be hosting Statesboro at Memorial Stadium Friday night. The Warriors, if they can win this one, they would actually lock up the number three seed, I believe. So that's another one to keep an eye on at Memorial Stadium Friday night as we close out the regular season. We'll talk to you guys next week. Looking forward to the first round of the playoffs.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.